Right.
You'll be my, what's his name? Ed Leeds, you will be my new driver.
Couldn't you have a winter wedding?
I don't do snow very well.
Same with it.
Is that right? Yes.
That's right, that's why we asked.
Oh, well. What can you say?
Which of course I don't. It's a joke.
It's a joke. It's just, I'm just kidding, because I didn't get it.
You gotta know that.
It's a story.
Oh, it is?
All right, Cash. Yes, it's that.
All right, we're ready? All right, Francis, we're gonna start.
O'Brien, let's wait for Mr. Duber.
So, do you need time to sit down?
Let's relax.
Other people have been doing lights in a minute.
We're gonna start in a minute. Mary has to grab something. You look very Christmassy, Francis. Francis, you look lovely.
Are we talking about the suppression system tonight or something? Why is everyone here? Or just confirmations?
This side is.
The fire department, the fire department.
That's what I wrote, just tell me.
I know.
The fire department.
He lives in town, he teaches in his.
All right, whatever.
No, college. He teaches philosophy 101. Arizona.
Make it better.
I'm not gonna play it.
Yeah, you'll come right.
No, I wasn't.
Judd, you wanna speak about the solar ordinance tonight?
Well, is there a?
All we wanted to do is pass it off to everyone.
Is there an amended solar thing on that?
Can you mention that in your report, or would you rather I agenda the amenda to reflect that we're talking about the ordinance?
Well, we're gonna make it available to council for review.
Everybody got it.
And then it will be referred to planning commission for its review, and then we'll come back to council for.
Right, so we can talk about it. Okay, so mention it in your report, okay? Yes, thank you. I was waiting for Mary to get back. Do you have any them for? Okay, I'm gonna call the meeting to order. We'll start with the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mary. Will you call the roll, please?
Duber.
What's that? Oh, me, here.
Bonk.
Here.
Klein.
Here.
Braverman.
Here.
Kluter.
Yes.
Alfred.
Here.
Perry.
Here. Great. Our first order of business is, I need a motion to confirm Benny Jones as a part-time firefighter paramedic. Do I have a motion to open this?
Motion made.
For discussion. Thank you, Mr. Duber. A second? Thank you, Mr. Bonk. And Mayor, would you like to introduce?
As a matter of fact, I'm gonna do it a little differently this time. We're gonna have the fire chief do the introductions.
That's great. Please speak into the microphone since our meetings are recorded.
Tonight, we are presenting for your approval firefighter Benny Jones. Benny's been with the Warrensville Fire Department for 13 years. He currently lives in Reminderville, and he has a wife and his two children here with him. He is certified 240 firefighter. He's a paramedic, and I don't know what, probably has a bunch of other stuff in here. He attended Kent State University on a psychology degree, and where else would you want to put a psychology degree at work than in a fire department? So I present him for your approval.
Thank you. Great. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Duber.
Yes.
Bonk.
Yes.
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Kluter.
Yes.
Alfred.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes. Thank you. Come on up here, and if you would like to take pictures, you're welcome to come behind us.
Ah, never mind.
You'll get a better view.
Your wife, get it. You can stand anywhere you want if you want to come up here. I state your name.
I, Benny Jones.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The rules, regulations, and charter of Warren Village.
The rules, regulations, and charter of Warren Village.
And that I will
Next, I need a motion to confirm John Rudman as part-time firefighter paramedic. Do I have a motion, please?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred.
Second.
Second, Mr. Bonk. Thank you. And Chief, would you like to introduce John for us?
John, you might get confused with all the people that are here. That's John, ladies and gentlemen. And we are asking for his approval tonight to be appointed to the fire department. John is a little unique. Most of the people that we've been bringing to you are got many years of experience, but John, like myself, Jeff, Bill, we got hired here with little to no experience, and we built it up, and that's what we're going to do with John. John is currently a 240 firefighter. He's an EMT, and he will be taking his paramedic test next week, so he's got a lot of pressure on him right now. John is one of 10, if I'm not mistaken. John is the ninth oldest in his family, and I see that he does second oldest, and I see he has a few friends and family members here, and we present John for your approval.
Great, thank you. Anybody have any questions? Okay, Mary?
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Welcome,
everybody.
The whole crowd. Wonderful.
Proud to give this to you.
Well, you're all welcome to stay for our exciting council meetings. They're always very interesting. But we understand if you want to mingle in the hallway, please, okay? Next, I need a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of November 13th. Do I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Any questions or comments about this meeting? None. Mary, will you call the roll, please, then?
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next, I need a motion to approve the minutes of the work session of December 4th. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. A second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Again, any questions, comments about these minutes? Being none, Mary?
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next, I need a motion to approve the treasurer's report of August 31st, 2013. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Duber.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Bonk. Right?
Oh, you mean October 31st.
Thank you. So, Mr. Bloom, would you like to?
A couple items worth pointing out. It was a fairly routine month, but our general fund continues to be in very good shape. I won't go through it in detail, but if you check on the one page, it shows a target percentage at this point in the year of 83%. Right now, our revenues are at almost 88%, so we're above that target. And on the expense side, we're at about 81%. So we're on the expense side, we're below budget. So,
sure. Just a quick question. I noticed the reserve. It's probably been true in prior months too, but the $1.2 million in reserve, not in the general fund. Is there a strategy for that?
Yes, that was what we adopted 2 years ago. Maybe we put aside a balance.
It's really all in one fund.
It's all general fund money.
Okay, this is just a line item.
Right, it could be shifted into.
Okay.
You know, general.
I thought that was the case, but for some reason.
It's like a rainy day fund, but all general fund.
We've been setting that stuff aside since I started.
I know, but I'm just.
All three of the top lines are actually general fund
items.
I'm
concerned about exactly what that means, because the top line is, you know, not it's modest, it's good, but it's,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's very healthy cash balance
for a
village our size. One other thing to point out, just for comparison, the October balance, the cash balance is 772. Again, it's a little misleading. It contains estate tax that will be transferred out. But net cash, we're about $215,000 ahead of where we were a year ago, so. That's net, so we're in good shape there. And one other item, kind of a timing issue in the on the revenue page. That's worth pointing out. I thought it would be settled by now, but our hotel admissions tax looks like it's low at this point in the year. We have about $55,000 that we found out was paid to Beechwood by accident by a company from Colorado that owns one of the hotels. And Mitch has been on that, and he's trying to get that money back where it belongs here, but it may not get done before year end, but we will get it back probably in January, hopefully. So that shortfall there will be made up in fairly soon. So.
Great.
Any questions? Or?
No, thank you. Anybody have any questions? Mary, you call the roll, please.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Line?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next, I need a motion to approve the tax administrator's report for November 30th. Is there a motion, please?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Mr. Klein, thank you, Mr. Duber. And again, Mr. Bloom, would you like to just report?
Sure, I think there's two things to point out here. November collections are always very high, and November this year was no exception. If you look at the fourth column over, gross taxes collected, the $507,000 is over 15% of our entire year's collection to date. So that's a very big number, really helps our overall balance. And if you go down to the very bottom line, the over-under budget line, you see that we're almost $270,000 over budget at this point. Again, comparison, last year at this point, we were down $150,000 under our budget. So the income tax itself has made a really strong comeback.
Very nice.
Any other questions or comments? There are none. Mary, can you call the roll, please?
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Thank you. Moving on, I need a discussion of bills to be paid for December in the amount of $365,557.44. There's a typo there, Mary, with
a
comma.
I see it.
And additional expenses of $56,440.22. So, in looking at the bills to be paid, are there any questions?
I would just point out that the general fund expenditures were under $84,000, and making up most of the difference is some debt payments. Of which I'll just remind everybody that the debt that we do have, other than for one very small interest-free loan that costs us under $10,000 a year to pay off, every debt we have is backed by a dedicated funding resource, either through an assessment or, in the case of this building, which only has one more year to go, with cash in the bank. So we have no exposed debt.
Lisa, I have a question. On the item, let's see, it's to Stephen Vansick and Associates, the first line item in that Canmore Rainier Road water main inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Given that that is directly attributable to the Division of Water, you know, activity, is there any opportunity for reimbursement of those dollars?
No, the Division of Water is paying $2.5 million to put it in, and they're doing it under their authority and their contract. We could just live by their inspection and live by their oversight of the project, but I have opted to have Brian involved and making sure everything goes Orange Village way.
Okay, so
and that is not going to be paid for by the Clean Water Department.
Given the recent experience of the road erosion on Miles from Cleveland Water Department, I think it's prudent for us to have our engineer inspect, make sure that we don't have those kinds of issues down the road.
Has the Division of Water been amenable to any comments or insights that he has, our inspector has provided?
Oh, yes. He's had a number of meetings with the contractor, speeding the schedule along, getting them to add an extra crew. We had to work hard via Brian to get the sign message board up when it was up. Quite frankly, you know what they were going to do had we not inserted ourselves? They were going to close Harvard and Brainerd at the same time.
Wow.
I don't think they have the perspective of how debilitating that would be to our little village. But that was their plan, and thank goodness we're involved in there, and Brian's on the job.
Okay, great, good to hear.
Question. Any other questions, comments? Okay, we'll move on then to audience comments relating to agenda items. Okay. Being none, old business. We have a discussion item about old business and pending legislation. We have several pieces of legislation that are still outstanding and are kind of on hold, and we're going to discuss why.
We're not going to discuss it until we have something.
There's no. This is the regular council meeting. We will be discussing it at the work session.
Okay. I don't know why it's an agenda item. I thought you wanted to discuss why.
How are they doing? I mean,
they're doing good.
Are they?
We're getting there.
They're doing well. Excuse me.
Whatever. I mean, I just, are they slow or is
there,
I mean,
there are a couple things working on that we're working on.
All right. Okay.
One of the things you'll see tonight in Mr. Klein's report, the solar panel legislation, which you've got a copy of. And it was sent separately outside of your packets through email, and it may be at your seat.
Yeah.
Okay, next, new business, ordinance number 2013-25, an ordinance to make annual appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures to Orange Village during the calendar year 2014. This is on for first reading tonight, but I'd like to request a suspension of the rules. And do I have a motion to suspend, please? Thank you, Mr. Klein. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Bonk. Mary, will you call the roll for suspension of rules?
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Sure.
Cluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. I don't know if you'd like Mr. Bloom to explain, but this is a housekeeping procedure that we're required to submit to the state, correct? Every year, and it needs to be passed before January, so that's why it's suspension of the rules. Do I have a motion to adopt this, please?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mrs. Cluter. Thank you, Mr. Bond. Any questions or comments about the appropriations?
Which is exactly identical to the budget that we went through.
Right.
It just summarized a little differently.
It's in the format the state prefers. Or what? Requires, excuse me, not prefers. So, no questions? Mary, call the roll.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next is ordinance number 2013-26, an ordinance approving and confirming the appointment of Stephen Havancic and Associates as Orange Village Engineer, repealing certain ordinances. This is on for first reading, and again, I'm going to ask for a motion to suspend the rules, please.
Motion made.
Thank Thank you, Mr. Duber. Thank you, Mr. Bonk. Mary, will you call the roll?
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Thank you. Next, I'll take a motion to adopt ordinance 2013-26.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. A second?
Second.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. And this is a yearly occurrence also, where we confirm the contracts of our contracted individuals in the village. Any questions about that contract or next year's
just
service?
27?
Hmm? On 26? 2013-26? Stephen Havancic and Associates?
I thought we just voted on that. No, okay. No question. I have no question.
Okay, Mary?
Ready?
Yep.
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next is ordinance number 2013-27, an ordinance to make annual amended appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of Orange Village during the calendar year 2013. So this is last year's thing. Actually, I need to request a suspension of the rules. A motion, please.
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Duber.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Mary, will you call the roll?
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next, a motion to adopt 2013-27, please.
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Duber.
Second.
Second, Mr. Alfred. Thank you. Okay, now, do we have any questions or comments for maybe Mr. Bloom? No? All right, Mary?
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next on the agenda is ordinance number 2013-28, an ordinance repealing the provisions of Orange Village codified ordinances that require fire suppression systems to be installed in 1, 2, and 3 family residential structures. This is on for first reading tonight. We talked a little bit last week about this. Is there anything anybody would like to speak of tonight? If not, I'll move on. Okay.
P&Z didn't do anything with it, did they?
I don't think we're going to.
No?
Next,
okay.
Any other questions? No?
Not really.
Okay, next is ordinance 2013-29, an ordinance authorizing a request to the Ohio Board of Building Standards to certify Orange Village for the enforcement of Residential Code of Ohio to exercise enforcement authority and accept and approve plans and specifications and make inspections and declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading. Anybody like to comment on this? Wow, you guys, we are punching through everything tonight. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to committee reports by council members. Mrs. Cluder, do you have?
No.
What about 29? Did we read that?
We just did.
It was on the first reading.
Okay.
Mrs. Cluder?
Nothing from committee.
Thank you. Mr. Klein?
Well, two items from Planning Commission. Number one, you have before you a copy of the proposed ordinance for the solar energy systems that we are going to consider. It's being referred to Planning Commission for their review as a follow-up. It will be reviewed at their January 7th meeting and brought back to council on January 8th for final consideration by council. Just to point out a few of the modifications that were made in it so that you can follow up on it. Number one, us make a better document. The second thing I wanted to, one of the seats on Planning Commission is up for replacement this year. Reappointment potentially. Anthony Lazar's seat is the seat that is up for reappointment. He has indicated that he would like to continue on the Planning Commission, and he's been a very important member of the commission, and I would request that the council consider his reappointment.
Great.
Can I make a motion?
Yes, you may.
I'd like to make a motion for the reappointment of Anthony Lazar for the 2014 Planning Commission.
I'll second it.
It's actually for 3-year term.
Well, he will start in 2014. It's a 3-year term commencing in 2014.
It's actually identified by its ending date, which is December 31st, 2016.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Byron.
What would we do without you? Okay, great. There's a motion, second.
Read your charter.
Any questions about this? No? Mary?
Duber?
Yes.
Bonk?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
If I could just ask, so that I don't forget, Mary Campman to give me an oath of office, I'll swear in at the next planning and zoning meeting.
Okay.
And perhaps, Mr. Klein, you could express our gratitude for his years of service. That would be nice, too. That we appreciate it.
Ever reappointing him is not enough. I'm just kidding.
Thank you for your years of service. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Box of candy.
Great. All right, Mr. Alfred?
No committee reports.
No committee reports? Mr. Duber?
I guess it's semi-committee report. It was interesting to see that there was a, and I didn't know this was going on actually, but there is a bike lane that's now on Lander Road all the way from Chagrin to Cedar.
They don't realize that type of bike comes below Chagrin too.
I know. So in theory, we can maybe have a conversation about getting that up Lander a little more, which if we do everything would kind of go and intertwine with everything we've been discussing. And so I just thought it was interesting. I had no idea. I didn't know anything about it, but I saw it in the, I think it was Chagrin Valley Times.
I had that conversation with the mayor when they reconstructed the road entirely. I said, you know, you do have a piece of it below Chagrin.
Mayor,
yeah.
Can you use your microphone? I can't.
So did they pay? Did they pay? They paid for the. They paid for the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So theirs wasn't much because they're basically doing a striping. It's a.
Oh.
I guess it's a. The road is wide enough. It's 28 feet, I guess. And to have a so-called bike lane, it has to be 30 feet. But they have I forgot what they called it. It's a bike route, I think is what they call it. You know, so it designates it. But it's still striped, you know, and gives a little more heads up for, you know, for drivers and bikers. So just think it's kind of interesting and, you know, I like it. That's all.
Thank you. Mr. Bonk, any committee report?
There's no committee report, but I would like to comment about the solar ordinance, and I can either do it now or at a time at the other time.
Yeah.
One item, I think it would be useful if the council saw what a parabolic sun collection system is. Typically, they look like the old-style large TV, satellite dish TVs. They also typically have a working fluid of molten salts that act as their heat reservoir. I think that would be something the fire department would be greatly interested in, because if you're assuming that they're going to just use water or air, they don't act as a heat sink for actual heating. You need to have a device or system to control it. The other thing in that ordinance that is of interest, it says to make the system economically justified. Since most solar systems have incredibly long payback, if you're going to allow the door to be opened up for variances in section 2A, you better want to be defined that much closer. Again, with the section 4B, your accessory height, usually parabolic systems are large, and because the reflective incident of the light, the larger the diameter, the higher the heat point for the reflection. So you may want to even eliminate the parabolic discussions to people who get to see them, because they're going to be different. In section 5, they talked about, in the same section in 5, they talked about glare. Glare is a function of the angle of the sun and the time of the year. I think you would want to have the language say that it would be tested all during the whole daylight period, plus the incident of the sun rays radically change during the fall versus the high summer. So your reflection and glare issue would be radically different. And you probably want to tighten that language up, because once they build the system, the neighbors are going to go. And I guess the one other question is, the NABC EP still a voluntary association, or has it been government sanctioned? Certification in section 1E.
I believe it's voluntary standard, but it's becoming a standard.
I understand. Okay, it's still voluntary. The question is for this body is, do we really want to be qualifying a voluntary organization as opposed to a certified engineering and system? Yes, I know, I'm familiar with them. They were, when I worked with them, they were voluntary. I just don't know whether as a government body we should be sanctioning them if they're still a voluntary association that has no standing of law.
Is there a particular, another type of certification that you're aware of that you might recommend that we consider in its place?
I'm not aware of it, other than the standard electrical engineering code issues that you would want. And obviously you'd want, since you're going to be having fluids moving around in some of the systems, if they're passive air collection, you would want to have them to be mechanically engineered, certified, or recognize non-voluntary associations, since it'd be like Herb and I coming together and forming an association to approve whatever we chose to. I just don't know whether as a government body you want to give a voluntary association the force of law.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bond. Mr. Braverman, committee report.
My report is somewhat simpler. The garden is closed for the winter, and the newspaper is in your mailbox. I think that's probably
the printer.
Excuse me. Well, it's at the printer. It'll be in your mailbox any moment now. Check when you get home, and then each day thereafter. Thank you. That's all.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a committee report. I'm actually going to ask Chief Wilson if you would come up and describe what council will be seeing in the future about regarding the ambulance, please, just to give them a heads up too.
I believe we talked about it last week. We've got a demo that we have not
at the finance meeting. We talked about it.
Did we not talk about it at council at all?
No.
Not in my memory.
Well, my memory, I forgot what I did yesterday. So we have an opportunity to buy a demo squad instead of a new squad, which would save us roughly $41,000 over the whole cost of it. The question we had at finance was, could we go ahead with this purchase? And they kind of agreed with us. And then the question we brought this week is, how are we going to pay for it? And that would be up to the finance committee how we're going to go ahead and do that. But the squad is a 2013. It's made by Braun. It's a local company out of Youngstown. All the warranties come with it. There's 10-year warranties on the drivetrain, everything that we would normally get. It's got most of the options that we wanted on the squad that we were specking out to get a new one. The new one we had priced out at $220,000. Now that $220,000 was just for the squad. This squad is roughly $195,000, and that comes with the power cot that we would have to buy separately, which is about a $12,000 item. It comes striped, which is another $3,100. So overall, we're saving about $41,000 on the purchase of this.
Let me just clarify one thing that you said. We have budgeted in the budget you approved tonight and that you saw last month for $110,000 of this ambulance to be set aside in 2013, and we anticipated putting the other $110,000 in 2014. So the question here is not how to pay for it. The question is whether we pay, use the $110,000 we budgeted and finance the balance, the other $80,000 or $90,000 for 1 year until the year that we budgeted and pay it off then, or on the recommendation of the finance department, not do that and just go into reserves and pay it back the following year. We have the cash to do it, so, but the financing cost would be about 1.8%. That's about $3,800 for the year.
$3,500.
So it isn't how to pay for it, it's which way to pay for it.
Right, that's not my decision.
It is anticipated for in the budget. It's just it's coming up faster because of this opportunity with the demo.
Exactly, that's exactly what I was gonna say.
Are we replacing or adding?
We are replacing.
How old's the one we're replacing?
The 1997.
Is that the one we sold?
No, we still have the 1997. We're gonna replace the 1997. We sold a 1991 last year, correct.
So the one we sold was to staff the equipment properly.
It was a third squad.
And this is a replacement, a in-kind replacement.
This is a replacement for the 1997 squad.
How many miles are on this new one?
11,000. And we put roughly, just figuring out from our squads now, we roughly put 4,000 a year on it. But that was with running downtown. Now that we just run across to Ahuja, it's probably closer to a 3,000 a year. So the miles aren't concerning to us because we could keep that thing for.
You know where the unit was working.
It's a demo. They built this for the company, which is Penncare, who we're buying it from. Braun built it for Penncare, and what they do is they take it to all the different fire shows, ambulance shows, and they say this is what is available if you'd like to buy one. Well, now they're done with the demo because they're going to get a 2014 model.
It's never been in service.
It's never been in service, no.
So he's going to be coming to you for a motion to do this in January. He's just giving you a heads up about it. But I guess we're really looking for your opinion. Should we just go ahead and pay for it, or should we finance the second part?
It was Finance Committee's recommendation. I mean, if you're only looking at 1 year, it doesn't make sense. But, I mean, that's just our rough estimate of what we want to spend this year. And if we were doing budgeting for 2 or 3 years, it makes perfect sense.
What are we earning on that money?
Less than what we'll be paying.
We're earning less than 1.8.
So we're not losing anything.
I think these guys.
What wears out other than the drivetrain on an ambulance? I mean, and
the
mileage,
the
since you have low
it?
Mileage and they're diesels,
yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming they're diesels?
Yes.
So what wears out other than the drivetrain with your low mileage? Is it just time?
Yeah, but the thing that goes most on it is the electrical system, the lights, and this squad actually, before on the older squads, when something went, we had to replace quite a few things to get the electrical system back up. This one has a node system, so if one light goes out, we only replace the node on the one light. It'll save us money in the long run. But it's usually the electrical system that goes out on it. In fact, we had a squad years ago. That was the cause that we had to get the 97 squad because it caught fire due to an electrical problem and burned from front to back.
So the life of the squad is about 17 years?
We'd like to do it a little bit shorter than that. 17 is kind of pushing it. I would say closer to 15, 12 to 15, depending on the use, but we can stretch it to 15.
Okay, so is that our history? I mean, this one, the 97, you've held a little longer, but.
The first squad we ever purchased was the 1991 that we just sold, and that's kind of been in reserve for the last couple years. That's the first squad Orange had. We also had another one that I believe we purchased from Streetsboro or Ravenna that was a U squad. That's the one that caught fire, and then we replaced it with this 97. So we had a 91 and a 97 up until 2008.
Okay.
So
the electrical system's not the 12-volt or 24-volt system?
I'm not the mechanic on that. I got no idea.
So there were about three nods for paying for it and not financing.
Yes.
Four. So I guess that's the direction if four say.
Well, I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but this is the classical principle that the council has to always deal with is, what are the use will we have for that money in the period of time that we give it up, and in 1 year. far into our reserves. That's what you're suggesting.
We will be going into our reserves next year to pay down the service department.
And will that leave the balance with a, with any serious questions about our fiscal responsibility?
What's the question, sir?
Well, I'm just, if next year, are we gonna be paying down so that our general fund numbers are going to look particularly anemic if we pay for the?
With what we plan to pay for the service facility and now this additional expense, will our general fund balance still be healthy?
Yes, two different issues, but I would say that paying for the ambulance a few months early just wouldn't put us in any hardship at all.
Okay.
If we had to order a new ambulance, if we were able to order it in January, we wouldn't get it until, it takes about 8 to 9 months to build.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't even receive a new one until October or so.
This one will be delivered immediately?
This one will be delivered in January.
Probably a good thing.
Well, do you wanna make a motion? Should we ask if we wanna do it anyway tonight?
We could do it tonight instead of waiting till January 8th. Do I have a motion to, for the?
Is there a reason to do it tonight instead of January?
No, there's no reason.
Cause we don't have anything.
He told them he would not know for sure until the January council meeting, but he has to sort of give an idea.
Is there any further negotiating room here?
Oh, we've negotiated that thing down, and they're fully expecting not to deliver it to us until the,
certain level of formality.
After the January council meeting, if it's approved.
Let's wait till January when it's an agenda item and the amount is stated and so on and so forth.
Get the details to the clerk for the January meeting is what.
Okay.
But we'll have the details on the agenda at that point.
Okay.
Rather than some.
Perfect, thank you.
Metaphysical motion here floating about. That'll work like that too.
Okay, great. Next on the agenda are audience comments, which advance the good of the village.
David? You're the only audience we have, buddy, if I'm well round, I mean, Ron will be round selected.
We'd love to hear from you. No, okay. Next I'll move on to comments by, comments by council members, Mrs. Cluter?
Yes, I have a few things. Couple of questions for the mayor. What happened to the police contract?
We're still working on it.
Don't we usually finish it by?
Yes, we're still working on it.
And then?
Hopefully you'll be having an executive session in January on it.
Okay, and then with the Affordable Care Act, how would that be affecting the employees' health insurance or no?
Well, that's one of the goals for 2014 is to make sure that we're aware of all the changes that it makes on to our understanding to this moment, at this moment, and it's been delayed for a year. We are defined as a large employer. We have over 50 employees equivalent, including all the part-timers. We have to then provide access to health insurance for everybody who works 30 hours or more. That could bring in some more eligible people to our health care that wasn't before, but because this council defines full-time as 40 hours, they will still be part-time from council's viewpoint. We can have a different payment structure, so we will require part-timers who are eligible to be on the insurance to pay the premiums. So it won't increase the village cost because of what we have to do to be in compliance. Our insurance that we've had forever meets the minimum standards of what's required in the Affordable Care Act, so that's not gonna change for us. I think those were the main points.
Did our agent do an analysis of any kind?
Well, we've had meetings both with the special attorneys at Steve's practice and with the insurance agents a couple of times, especially more fervently when we thought it was going to come into effect this year. So we're on top of it, and we've had meetings with the right people, but we'll be affected come next year.
Another question, with the snow coming down and the ice that was really bad today, what are we doing, again, reassure me that the trucks will be out and about because it's slippery, really slippery tonight.
And I don't know anything special today than I know in general, which is that we have a top-notch service department and they are diligent and dedicated to making sure that snow removal is priority number one. I can't tell you they're gonna be out at 9 o'clock tonight or 1 o'clock tonight.
Do they do, in the good old days, they used to go through the night. They don't do that anymore.
No, they don't do like from 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. You know, we are following the sensible salting protocols, but I want to reassure you once again that they will not hesitate to use salt where it is at intersections, hills, or necessary otherwise. In fact, it's funny, today we were at the Northeast Ohio Service Directors annual luncheon, and in talking to a bunch of service directors, I will tell you that it was good to hear in perspective how some of these communities, the ones that we like to compare ourselves to, on a snow day will get 25 calls. We've gotten one. So I would say that our guys are gonna perform like they always have, and if you have a specific or a unique situation, Bob's very responsive.
Okay, thank you. I also researched our charter with council committees. This is just an overview because we talked about what we were doing with our council committees. It's Article 3, Section 7. It's from the President of Council. Shall appoint the various committees of council. And this is when we have our organizational meeting in January, coordinating the work of those committees. Each committee shall be chaired by a member of council. The President of Council may appoint any village resident of voting age to any committee of council, subject to the confirmation of council. So my question is, are we going to keep to the charter, or are we going to do this council as a whole? Are we going to back down? Because it worked really well for us, I mean, when we had our various and sundry committees, and it's just getting it going again, if that's what we choose to do.
We never violated the charter.
No, I didn't say that, but we seem to have gone into sort of limbo. You know, we haven't been meeting, and nobody's been reporting back, and what are we going to do if we're going to do it? Because the law director, I think, said that we can do it council as a whole on committee.
Well, that's how we've been doing
but
it.
That's in very recent memory, but not, say, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I'm just throwing it out. What do you want to do with it?
Is there a necessity to do much? I mean, it seems like, you know, there's still committees, I guess, to an extent, or heads of them, but there's so few issues that we just kind of discuss it amongst us all. I mean, is there any...
If that's what you want to do, we need to have, you know what we want to do.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's any reason, I mean... I'm open to either. I don't care either way. But I'm just wondering if there's any reason to not do it like we've been doing it, I guess, since I've been on council for the last couple of years.
Depending what comes in front of it. Yeah.
Right.
If there's safety issues, you would... I don't know. They used to send everything to safety when I ran safety. Shove it all over here. So that's why I used to...
We like to keep you busy.
Yeah. As though I wasn't anyway. Okay, thank you. I just threw that one out. And if you'll indulge me, please, I wrote a letter to the two local papers about Ed Bonk, and it's short, and I would like to read this because I understand that there will be a resolution, but I understand it's not going to be here till January. Okay, so this letter is written to thank Councilman Ed Bonk for his 4 years of public service as an elected councilman of Orange Village. He lost the November 1st, 2013 election by an approximate 6 votes. Ironically, in 2009, Ed was the highest vote getter with over 900 votes when he ran for council, and this year he received 540 votes. Why the change of heart? Obviously, the political climate changed. No race ever stays the same. There are no guarantees for any incumbent, and even for a newcomer who throws a hat in the ring. Ed gave the residents of Orange Village a council choice in the recent election. He is to be commended for doing this. It takes enormous courage to be under public scrutiny. With humble respect to the late Councilman Rick Nichols, who received about 800 votes in the 1987 election out of about a poll of maybe 1,200 votes when he was the highest vote getter, he publicly declared, "There are about 400 people out there who don't think I am so great." I never, ever forgot those profound words and found that to be a humbling statement. It has sustained me in my 27-year-long career as a councilwoman of Orange Village. So all of us who have won races should pause, reflect, and ponder that even if we succeeded, how large was our actual mandate? Ed brought a different voice to Orange Village Council. He researched, scrutinized, and analyzed every topic that came before him as a legislator. Healthy government lends itself to debate and discussion. Ed was not a rubber-stamped councilman. He worked and tried hard. Ed loves Orange Village. He represented his constituents to the very best of his ability. The Bonks both gave themselves to this community. Susan, Ed's wife, wore a few hats, including clerk of council and administrative assistant during her 10-year tenure as an Orange Village employee and was exemplary in her job. Together, Ed and Susan have given a total combined 14 years of public service to Orange Village. This is worthy of recognition. As we turn the page for the newly elected council people in 2014, it would be remiss of me not to acknowledge Ed's council term and wish him, Susan, and his two adult daughters, Emily and Lisa, the very best that life can afford. Thank you for being a council colleague during the past 4 years. Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy 2014. Thank you. And a Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody else, please, and a happy and healthy new year. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Kluder. Mr. Klein?
Just a couple things. This morning I attended Cranes Cleveland Business's annual Sustainability Awards Recognition Program and happened to sit next to David Beach, who's the director of the Green City Blue Lake Institute at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. And we talked at some length in regards to the Orange Goes Green certification program, which he was very much interested in. I have since shared with him a copy of it. It is available on our website, and I directed him to take a look at that if he'd like to. But he was very enthusiastic about the role that the proactive role that Orange Village has taken in this regard. And I wanted to share that with members of council as we have produced a document that is both valuable to our community and to the second thing I want to talk about, which is something I may bring up next year, is an action. We have an interesting opportunity with the potential for the redevelopment of the amphitheater to create a potential for an arts foundation in Orange Village and to encourage local artists to contribute to pieces that could go into the 13 niches that are included with the amphitheater. So it's something we may want to talk about and how that might get structured next year and whether that's something that council will support. And then finally, I'd like to add my thank you to Ed Bonk for his service on the council. While our time with him has been relatively short, we haven't had an opportunity to work to a great degree on legislative issues. I would reemphasize some of the things that Francis has already stated in his diligence and concern for the village and his efforts. And I want to thank him for his service.
Thank you.
And that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Mr. Alfred?
Just two quick things. I wanted to thank the law director and his firm for their efforts in putting on the programs past weekend, the Civics 101, which I attended along with Mr. Klein and Mr. Barron and the mayor, and I found it a very useful, helpful morning, so I thank you for that effort. And I also wanted to also reiterate my appreciation to Ed for his work and for his help in helping get me up to speed when I joined council, and I appreciate all his insights. So. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Duber?
I don't really have much else. Just, Ed, it's been a pleasure sitting next to you for a couple years. And hopefully Mr. Barron isn't annoying and will be a good person to sit next to.
So. You mean it's no less annoying?
Moving on. But yeah, no, thanks. I mean, you taught me a lot. You know, I had no idea what I was doing when I was first elected, and just little things on procedure and stuff, and it, you know, it helps a lot, and got a good perspective from you, so good luck. That's all.
Thank you. Mr. Pong?
Thank you all for your kind words. Two points that I want to raise. Unfortunately, we didn't get to wrap up the Pinecrest legislation. I really believe that the government should not engage in negotiations with any party. We should do what's right for the residents and citizens. This ongoing discussions about development is the give and take. We should define our needs and go there and say, it is what it is. This is a strong community. It has its options, and this ongoing discussion, I think, is it is a very slippery slope that I would think we should not go down. The second item that I would like to talk about Pinecrest is, before we pass the legislation, I would hope that any understandings and arrangements and deals, such as the multipurpose trails, are done beforehand. Once we lose our leverage with the developer, we lost it forever. The only thing he wants is for us to move ahead on his legislation, and everything will be hard. Anyone who's ever engaged in negotiations, once you got what you wanted, you just say no for everything else. And that's why I said if the bike trails and any other open-ended issues should be resolved before, including the road study and any other items. So that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Bunk. Mr. Braverman?
Well, I'd like to add my kudos to those that have already been mentioned. When he first joined council, let me put it another way. It took me a certain period of time to appreciate Ed's approach to various subjects and topics. But I hate to see him leaving, because now that I appreciate them as I do, he won't be here to continue them, other than perhaps from the audience, which I certainly hope he'll join us on a regular basis to see some things to completion. So I add my fond thoughts and farewell, and I hope things go well for you, and I hope to see you again on council in the future. And other than that, I'll just say happy holidays to everyone, and the holidays I'm saying happy holiday for are Christmas and Kwanzaa, because Hanukkah's already passed. Thank you.
Thank you. Comments by the mayor, please?
I do have quite a few, because as promised, tonight I'm going to review the accomplishments for 2013. I can't possibly state them all, but I will state many of them to remind you all the things we've done and accomplished together. And then I read in the minutes that I'm going to be talking about the goals for 2014 at the February meeting, because I will not be here in January, but I'm going to do it tonight, so we don't have to wait that long, and we can already get started on some of that. So I'm going to start with the 2013 accomplishments for Orange Village. Number one, we completed the construction of the new service garage, salt storage facility, and the renovation of the church building, which is now going to be called the Annex Building. It came in on schedule.